Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Daring the Highlander by Lauren Wittig, performed by Ralph Lister. For David and Dale Wittig, the best brothers-in-law a girl could wish for, and for the many neighbours, friends and family who also came to our aid with good humour, strong backs and hot meals after Hurricane Isabel graced us with her fury. You all have my love and undying thanks. Prologue. Scotland, mid-January, 1309. An icy blast of Highland wind whipped over the top of Dunbeg, shoving against Aileach MacLeod as if to keep him from cresting the last hill on his long journey home, as if the wind itself knew his clan would hate him for the news he brought. Shoving his thrashing hair out of his face, he pulled his horse to a stop and studied the glen below. Ashen Castle crouched among piles of soot-encrusted snow. Its grey, imposing bulk uncomfortably straddled the narrow strip of land between the glorious open freedom of the white-clad mountains and the dark, frigid depths of the frozen loch. The horse danced sideways, and Aileach loosened the grip he had on it with his knees. Ashant Castle. Home. Heavy grey clouds raced across the sky, spitting icy pellets down his neck, pulling his attention away from the castle and what awaited him there. He watched the clouds flee the glen, driven by the rising wind, and for just a moment he considered following them. But he couldn't. Less than a month ago, he'd left this glen with his four older brothers in pursuit of their runaway sister. Now he was the only one returning. Catriona, his sister, had run off and married a good man of her own choosing, a man Aileach respected and admired. But she had been promised to another, the dog-faced chief of a neighbouring clan. The ramifications of her escape were but the least of what awaited him at Ashant. His foolish eldest brother, in league with Catriona's dog-faced intended, had conspired to kill the king. And now it had come to this. He shook the icy snow out of his eyes and returned his attention to the castle. Aileach, who had never gotten along with his brothers nor his own father, was all that stood between the clan and the king's vengeance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?